When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the John F. Kennedy of podcasts. The man in front of me is planning to shoot me in the head. Comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am the second gunman. And the third gunman is right. Well, I'm Mike Ward, you're Pentelis, and he's the guy in the grassy knoll.
Oh, he's definitely in the grassy knoll. You know why? He can't sleep comfortably because he doesn't have a bed from Bali Sleep. Poseidon, if you would get yourself a bed from Polysleep, head over to polysleep.ca. You would get a big discount because you're a two drink minimum fan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What promo code would you use?
25drink25.
That's a good promo code, Mike. Would you use the same promo code?
I would use that promo code and you get 25% off everything that they have. They have mattresses, they have beds, they have pillows, and it's super comfortable. And if your mattress is delivered right to your house, if you don't like it, you have a 100-day money-back guarantee.
But and
you
also, will like it. Remember they have that antimicrobial foam on it?
Yeah.
So if you're a dirty piece of shit, it won't seep into your into your pillows.
You could be a dirty, garbage human being and still have a beautiful, comfortable bed.
Yeah, you could put one of their beds in your grassy knoll area. Yeah. You kind of like, you live the life of a troll. A goblin, if you will.
I live in a tent.
Yeah, you're kind of a goblin.
Yeah.
You're a tent person.
Yeah.
You live in a shanty town.
Yeah.
Polysleep.ca, supporters of shantytowns. 25, drink 25. Good supporters of the podcast, supporters of sleep.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of homeless people, there was a guy that's, Michelle yesterday picked me up, right? We were doing a podcast, and he's like, I had the weirdest homeless person at your seat. He stopped, gave a guy $2, and the guy was like, this is going to be a good day. This is going to be a good day. People are going to stop bullying me.
Bullying? What?
He was like, the bullying ends now because of $2.
Wait, hold on. Did he think that the $2 was going to make it so he's untouchable by the bullies? Or did he think now people, instead of bullying me, will be handing me money?
I don't know. You know what I think it is? Because, you know, they're like homeless pimps.
Yeah.
Like, they're not real pimps, but they're the homeless guys that are like, hey, give me a percentage.
People don't know about that. Yeah. I uncovered that in a documentary I made years ago. God. They took it off YouTube.
That's exactly the reason why. You know when you get to like a corner and you're like, this is a good corner for homeless people. There's never more than like one on each corner.
The bum king rules all.
Yeah, bum king knows what he's doing. But so I guess this guy was probably a bad beggar, and he was like, oh, the bum king is probably beating the fuck out of him all the time.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Imagine how much your life sucks. You're on the corner of the street begging for change, and then you have another guy beating you up because there's not enough change.
Oh, imagine getting beat up or raped by another homeless guy.
Yeah.
Like, just move. You can live anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I never thought about that, but you could literally just walk anywhere.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you tonight. I'm not going to sleep there.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep on another sidewalk.
You're homeless, so everywhere is home.
Yeah. Why would you go back there?
Yeah.
Oh, these guys are going to be pissed when I get home. You don't have a home.
Yeah, just go somewhere else.
Use that to your advantage.
People all look the same. Wear a different hat.
Yeah.
No one will know it's you.
You all look like a bunch of fucking bums.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a homeless lady today. Fuck, she was dressed like a sophisticate. Like, she was dressed up. She almost looked like a
non-homeless?
Like a Kennedy.
No.
Like, she looked like Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. She was wearing this red velvet sort of jacket, but that looked brand new with big gold buttons and a purse.
Are you sure she was homeless? Maybe it was just some ugly rich lady.
I think, though, it's probably someone that's newly homeless because she looked super clean, but her eyes were, fuck, I've never seen eyes that round. Like, she was fucked up.
All like drugs.
Yeah.
All like the pupils.
Yeah, and I told my wife, I gave her a gift card, and I tell my wife, tell her it's $10 at McDonald's. And my wife goes, here, it's $15 at McDonald's. And the lady seemed happy. But then I go, fuck, you told her it was 15. And she goes, she didn't hear. Like, she was just, she's so fucked up.
Yeah, she's going to go to Subway and try to use that.
She probably thinks it's a credit card.
Yeah.
She's like, he gave me a credit card.
Because I'm an Onassis. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah. There's a lot of new homeless.
Yeah, a lot of nouveau homeless.
Nouveau homeless.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as glamorous as it sounds. Yeah.
Old homeless is more glamorous.
Yeah, because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drugs involved.
Yeah, yeah.
The new homeless is depressing. Yeah.
A lot of dirty sex.
What?
I mean, like the
you mean the new homeless or the old homeless?
The old homeless. Like,
well, why are you fucking any of the homeless?
I'm not fucking any of them. I'm just saying, like, amongst them. It's a lot
How
of
do you know this? They've never told me this. How'd you get the inside skinny?
What? They're humans,
bro.
He
walks around with that GoPro.
He showed me a guy in France who's called the Black Alien. Okay. He's tattooed everything. He's misshaped his head and stuff. He did surgery to change his hands, and he cut off like 3-4 fingers so he can have claws.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, anything but not to identify as a Frenchman. It's fucking crazy. Like, are you French? I'm an alien.
what the guy?
Yeah, the French black alien.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he looks like he's all there.
Jesus.
Look at that face. France's black alien has taken his body transformation one step further.
I love how they call him France's black alien. Like, there's a black alien from Italy.
I like that he's verified on Instagram. Yeah. Michael Malice can't even get verified on Instagram.
That's what the guy used to look like?
Yeah.
Why does his nose look like a burn victim?
Because he took it off. He wants to be an alien.
He's like Jesus!
Like the red skull. That's disgusting. Yo, what's the over-under? You think this guy fucks?
For sure.
How, bro? That's disgusting.
For sure he fucks, bro. For sure. I guarantee you there's some dumb bitch out there with an alien kink. Okay?
He doesn't even look alien, though. He just looks like borderline retarded.
Yeah. He looks like a burn victim.
He looks like a kid with Down syndrome that fell in a fire.
Yeah. He's ready to be a supervillain in a comic book.
Yeah.
What happened? That retard fell in the fire. Now he wants revenge. Yeah.
It's his villain origin story.
He cut off his fingers, bro.
You figure.
So his life's even harder now. How's he going to hold other homeless dudes' dicks to make money?
You know how they always want to replace police officers with, like, psychiatrists and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't they get, like, a social worker or a psychiatrist to work with the doctors? Like, if someone comes in and goes, look, I want you to take 3 of my fingers off because I want a claw. You'd go, how about you talk to Nancy?
Yeah.
You got some issues there, buddy.
There's a reason why we need opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
That's what separates us from the aminals.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, he's looking at fucking a crab and going, those motherfuckers.
So jealous.
They have everything.
Because that's what makes us different than other animals. Yeah. Like, it's the opposable thumbs, right? That's what really made us be able to hold tools and build shit. And he's like, I don't need that shit.
Yeah.
I got claws.
Yeah.
That's why TV shows or movies, when they show aliens like that, like disgusting, like they look like giant insects, when they don't have hands and they have spaceships, like, this is so fake. There's no way they could have built and commandeered a spaceship with a bunch of claws.
Yeah.
It's too fake. You got to make them humanoid.
Yeah.
You feel me, dog?
Yeah, feels you.
Yeah, so this guy, he's just limiting his life.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
But he looks disgusting.
I don't think it's going to be a lifelong, if we're being honest. If he's doing that to his body, he's God knows what else he's putting
but
in.
But he's a bodybuilder. He's in good shape.
Yeah, he's in great shape.
Well, we don't know.
He's still in good shape, just that he's full of tattoos.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, though, because he was a bodybuilder, but never good enough to quite make it. And he was always like, people are looking at my gut. What can I do so they don't notice my gut anymore? Yeah.
Look at my fucked up face.
I'll rip my nose off.
Yeah, imagine. Because I have a buddy who has, I don't know if he still has it, but he had body dysmorphia because he was working all the time. The reason I know he had body dysmorphia is because he was jacked. He was big. And he told me, I go, fuck you, I was at the gym. And he goes, every time I look at myself in the mirror, I feel small. I look small. Mm. And I was like, but you're not small. You're jacked. Mm. He's like, I know, but every time I look in the mirror, I feel small. I don't know if he got over it now.
Yeah.
But it was like what he saw, what he felt was not real life. Like what people saw was a jacked guy. But him, he saw himself as small.
And if you, like your friend didn't have claws, but this guy with the claws, how are you going to bench without hands?
That's going to be tough.
You're like, I'm super strong. How much can you bench? 5 pounds.
Yeah, he's gonna be like a lizard.
Well, bench is not that much of a big deal. You just, you know, you put it, you make it rest on the palm of your hands.
He'd need a guy, yeah, but he doesn't have palms anymore. He'd need a guy to tape it to his claws, yeah. Oh, the stub.
That's
or the nub or whatever you want to call
what
it.
What a retard. We should ask the real question here. How bad is life in France?
Yeah.
When you really want to escape. You're like, fuck these baguettes. I'm tired of this. Like, what is happening, dude? Like, you're in France. Go to the south of France. Enjoy something nice.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Well, it's not just bad in France. It's also bad in Wisconsin.
Oh, shit. What happened in Wisconsin? Yeah.
In, what's the place called?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Waukesha.
Yeah.
Where you should drive a shot is what it should call it.
Yeah, so what happened was a criminal drove his SUV through a Christmas parade and killed 5 people and injured 40.
Fucking Grinch.
Yeah, he's a
he's the Grinch.
Yeah. The Grinch who stole Christmas?
He's a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
But no one's answering my question, why are we having Christmas parades in November? Yeah. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, it is early for, like, even people just with Christmas decorations, you look kind of weird.
A parade.
That means you've been organizing this since August.
It's not even the right month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even the right month.
I admit it's a little bit early, but some people just love Christmas, bro.
I'm okay.
Who doesn't love Christmas? A guy in an SUV.
But I'm just saying, doesn't the city hold some kind of responsibility for doing it this early? Maybe that's why the guy was mad. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Did this guy plan the attack? You call that an attack? Or this is just rage? He was
this
like,
is terrorism?
Get the fuck out of my way.
Could have been that.
Motherfuckers.
I think, because I had watched a video, it looked like he was trying to find a
white
way around.
White man?
No, black man.
Black man.
It looks odd like crime for a black man, yeah. Let's be honest.
That's a very Arab or white man crime.
Yeah.
Or a confused Chinese lady.
Yeah, confused Chinese lady.
That's it.
Because it looked like he was just trying to, like, the road was blocked. He was trying to, like, find a way around. And he was like, fuck this.
Look, yeah. In many ways, I get him.
But
this is a Christmas parade in November. Are we all kidding? I would assume I was high. Yeah. I'd be like, this is not real life.
But here's the thing. And the fuck this. Just honking would have been okay. Even honking,
yeah, it's true, eh?
You look like a dick. People would be like, look at that fucking dick, but people, honking at Santa
Claus. Oh, no, but jokes aside, he wasn't actually just rage. He was a career criminal, they called him.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just released like a day or two earlier on what they called in the media unacceptably low bail.
Interesting.
What was the crime? Did he, like, was it another parade? Is he the parade bandit?
He ruined last year's Easter parade. I don't know what his crimes were, but he said he was a career criminal. Like, he just all kinds of, like, his rap sheet was
long.
Can
you Google his rap sheet?
Yeah, Daryl E. Brooks, his name is.
Daryl E. Brooks.
Imagine he ruined a Hanukkah festival. Easter was ruined. It's just a guy who goes around ruining holidays.
He hates, anything that has to do with any sort of religion.
Out on bail, no. They won't say his past fucking crimes, bro.
The media. Always
killed
working
at least 5 people. Here it says,
with big anti-Christmas.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, mate.
Fucking pop-up.
Yo, Australia
ads.
Is locking people down again.
Oh, really?
No, that's Austria.
No, Australia. Australia.
Australia
is,
also?
Yeah, they said they're moving infected people to camps.
Because that's always
quarantine camps.
That's always worked well.
Yeah. He's like, that's what happens. Like, what are you talking about? Didn't 99% of the world get over it at home? Why do you need to put them in fucking camps, bro?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
He had numerous violent felonies. What's a felony again? Is that like...
It's people, they celebrate your accomplishments.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
It's like a graduation for losers.
Okay.
Makes sense. 5 counts. Oh, shit. He has... right now he has 5 counts of first degree intentional homicide.
Yeah, that's 100% murder.
Yeah. He's a 39-year-old longtime felon. They still won't say... Oh, he has a long rap sheet and a number of pending cases. But even has pending cases, this guy. Brooks' most recent
You'd
court appearance.
You think he'd keep a low profile?
Yeah.
Yeah, his most recent appearances included reckless endangerment, battery, domestic abuse, resisting arrest, and bail jumping. He was out
bail
on
jumping?
Yeah, and this time he was out on $1,000 bail.
You can get out on $1,000 bail for all that shit? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's almost worth doing the crimes.
Yeah. He's also listed as a Tier 2 registered sex offender in Nevada.
What does that mean? Tier 2.
Fuck,
what
I don't know.
What tier are you? What level have you reached?
I'm Tier
3?
7.
So it goes up. So Tier 3 you're, or 7. You're Tier
so
7.
So Tier
you're low.
1.
No, no, there's like 12 tiers.
You gotta work your way up.
There's like 12 tiers.
But you're far from being number 1.
Kind of like, no, no, like when you get to Tier 12, you're like top.
No, no, it's and the
that,
opposite.
Do
no,
they
no.
count yeah. it by the amount of tears that comes out of your victim's
yeah,
eyes?
Is that how it is?
Wait, what? Repeat that?
Do they count the amount of tears, the number of tears that come
and
out of
you
your victim's
And then you raise your
mouth?
Tear level.
Oh, yeah,
You're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh. No, it's tier one is the highest.
Oh, yeah, is I see it? What you mean.
Yeah.
So then I would be like, so I started at tier 12. Then
now
I would
you're
be
at seven. So you got a long way to go.
So yeah. he's almost at the top of the pyramid.
You better start whipping that dick out at public functions, bro.
But what is a tier? I didn't even know there were tiers to sex.
Yeah,
offenders.
Me neither.
In my book, there aren't. In my
yeah,
book, you're either a sex offender or you're not.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Unless it's one of those cases like the guy from, what's his name, Charlie Day. Where one of the gags was is like he's a registered sex offender because he pulled his dick out at a park for children. But what happened was he was pissing in the park at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the cops arrested him. There was no kids there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. He was just peeing in the park. But technically, he did whip his dick on a park.
Yeah.
So then I'll give a pass.
Yeah, but that you know what that sounds like? Also, that sounds like he pissed off the cops, and they're like, "Now we're gonna fuck you over."
You don't have to piss him off. Sometimes they just like the people who give tickets.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just find an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a bad day.
So this guy is a piece of garbage. Can we all agree? This guy's a piece of garbage, yeah. Poseidon? Are you?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I'm just Googling tiers of sex offenders in Nevada.
Here's what's fucked up is that this guy, they took him in alive now, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to stay alive? What would you prefer? Would you prefer he kills himself or would you prefer he faces trial?
Oh, what is a tier 2 sex offender in Nevada? Tier 2 offender means an offender convicted of a crime against a child or sex offender.
Wait, oh, or again? What?
I guess
so
another
for
second
them,
offender.
They're like, look, he's either a monster or a hero. We're not sure.
Other than
he
a
either
tier
fucked
three.
A little kid or he's fucked a rapist.
Also, I think it's the opposite. I think he gets higher. I think tier 1 is like low class.
Tier 1? No, sorry. Tier 3 offender whose crime against a child is punishable by imprisonment for more than 1 year or
who's... What do you mean whose crime? If you commit a crime against a child, why do we have different... levels.
Tier 1 crimes include, but are not limited to, indecent exposure. Also, it starts tier 1, tier 2, tier 3,
so
tier 4.
1 is the lowest.
Yes. Oh, okay. So I was right.
Holy shit. So you're a tier 7?
Yeah.
What, did you fuck a camp full of children?
Maybe.
Jesus Christ. Tier 3, he's raping kids. What did you do?
Tier 3 encompasses more serious sex offenses.
So wait, tier 2 is you sexing a sex offender?
Well, that's what a tier 2 offender means, an offender convicted of a crime against a child or a sex offender.
I wonder if they say that in prison, like when a guy rapes another guy, if he goes, how about we get it tier 2? Like, where'd you get to? I got to tier 2.
But I have a question. So is it a different
tier?
So you're telling me if you rape a regular human being, it's tier 1, but if you rape a person who also raped, you're tier 2?
Basically. Yeah.
What is what they did having to do with what you're doing?
What? So what if you rape a murderer? Is that tier 3?
I don't know. Tier 1 offender means...
Tier 3 sounds like it's all about kids.
An offender convicted of a crime against a child or a sex offender other than tier 2.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is so weird.
Yeah.
It's like that stupid teacher that came out and said it's mean to call pedophiles pedophiles, but you got to call them MAPS. Minor attracted person. Like, stop trying to normalize pedophilia.
Or maybe they do it like this for a reason, because they in the States, or even here in Canada, they have stricter laws for animal abuse than they do for children.
Wait, you live in Canada?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, what happens is, because of laws, like there was about...
Stricter laws for animal abuse?
Yeah.
You can murder a dog and no one will...
Yeah.
Do anything.
That and I, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah dude, people commit hate crimes against animals all the time.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a lot of fucking hillbillies, they'll have their dog will get pregnant, have a couple dogs, and they throw it in the river.
Yeah, they're
try doing
crazy.
That to kids.
Yeah. No, really, try it.
No.
My dog, how do you think I got her? For 7 years, she was getting the shit kicked out of her and locked in the rooms and stuff. Yeah.
And the people that did that. There's got nothing.
They didn't want to tell me who they were because they said, people like you, if we tell you who they are, you're going to go and attack them or do something. I said, yeah, somebody should punish these people.
Yeah,
but the thing is, what I'm trying to say is the laws for protecting children were never really strict. They've only recently been getting stricter from in the past couple of years. Like the first...
In the past 4,000 years?
No, but like, I mean, laws, like actual
so
laws.
So 6 years ago, I could have murdered and raped my nephew.
Okay, no, I'll give you an example. So in the 1800s.
You missed your opportunity. Fuck, I missed my opportunity. It's like comedy. It's all about timing.
Yeah, the fucking child raping years are over.
God damn, bro.
We had a good run, but we can't do it anymore.
Oh, stupid.
No, but like okay. Back in the late 1800s, there was a lady that went to somebody's house.
1800s.
The late 1800s. Yeah, like close to the 1900s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they
so tried. Recent, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, in the past 100 something years.
Oh, yeah, recent, yeah.
Yeah, that's recent.
Applicable today, yeah.
So she had gone to somebody's house and she saw the child locked up in the basement and shit and it was malnourished and everything.
Was it
sexy? Oh, no.
I have no clue. No, but it was like it was a victim.
That's what they used to do, though. Like people that had
retarded children.
Slow child.
That's why I'm not saying
let's put Alan in the basement. Let's get him a nice cage.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
We'll put pillows on the walls so he doesn't hurt his big head.
Yeah. And they thought like you'd go to someone's house and you'd hear downstairs. And they thought that one came out possessed.
Oh, fuck. I have a neighbor.
Yeah, people are fucking stupid.
I have a neighbor, by the way, that does that sound every time.
Every time you try to have sex with them?
No.
I'd
like,
be pissed too.
No, like I try to sleep and sometimes I'll hear,
Because he's banging?
Because he's retarded.
What?
What?
Yeah, there's a mentally deficient kid in our building, in the building that I live in. No, that's not me.
Oh, you misheard people talking.
Does he live? He's in the room opposite you behind that mirror?
Oh, he's like.
Behind the glass? There's like a glass?
No, he's like above where
I see him every morning when I brush
he's
my teeth.
He's staring at me.
He's quite handsome, I gotta be honest. Wait, so hold on.
He's like above my apartment or whatever.
Oh, he's on top.
He's above you.
Yeah,
he's hiring you.
Yeah, and he has like
social level.
Yeah.
No, and he has like an issue, and like every time, like every couple of hours, that's
terrible. You're a piece of shit.
You're making fun.
But
of
sometimes I'm not making fun. I'm just saying sometimes.
Have you ever gone up to check on him?
No, I have not. He's being well taken care of, apparently.
How do you know?
By who?
By his parents.
Then why is he making those
noises? Someone that's being well taken care of generally doesn't go,
like that sounds more like someone's
he's trying
penetrating
to fucking,
him.
Yeah.
No,
he's either getting fucked up the ass or he's trying to like rip through the chains that
go
are
help
around
your brother out, no. Bro. Help him get free of his chains.
No, it's like that. What's that disease where you just swear?
Tourette's.
Yeah, Tourette's. It's kind of like a form of Tourette's, apparently. And Shannon just goes like every couple of hours, I just hear, oh, like that. And I go, what the? And like the first time it used to terrify me because I wasn't home too often. One time it was so loud. It was so loud, bro. It sounded like it came from inside my apartment. And my first reflex
there's another retard in
was
here.
To grab my baseball bat, bro.
There's two of us.
Did you pee in the corner just to mark your territory?
No.
This is mine. This is mine, retard.
Poor guy.
I'm the alpha retard.
There can only
I'm
be
elf,
one.
Alftard.
Yeah. That's the name of his book.
So
Alftard.
So at night, sometimes I'll be watching a show or a movie, and like as I'm watching it, I'll just hear,
You think he's making that noise that's like
I would do to
lower the volume?
No, it's maybe. Just a, no, it's a Tourette's thing because it's cement. Yeah. So like nobody can really hear.
What are you talking about? You can hear him.
So no, like, because he's loud as a motherfucker.
So you can
it's
hear
like,
him.
It's like, through,
Yeah. It's like super loud.
Like a concrete wall.
You can hear him?
Wait, how loud? How are we talking
and
about?
And the summer was even worse because people had open windows and
wait,
shit.
The way you're saying it, it sounds like he's just.
One time it was so loud, it sounded like it was right next to me. And I freaked out. I grabbed my baseball bat right away and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I freaked out.
I thought someone was in your house.
I thought someone was in my apartment.
Yeah, well, at my old apartment where I used to live, someone did do that. There was a lady who did that, especially on the weekends when I would try to sleep in the morning.
Yeah.
She'd go on, because the balconies were on the same side.
Yeah.
She was like a few floors up. And sometimes it would happen at night, too. You're trying to sleep and my window's open.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, because it bounces, it sounds like it's inside my house. And all I hear is,
like, what the fuck?
I'm like, can't, come on.
And he makes that sound. I'm not bashing the kid or guy or whatever the fuck, you know. I'm just
the
saying,
kid or guy.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying like something like.
What if it's a lady?
I'm just saying it's kind of funny.
It might be a lady. Did you think it's a very sexy, slow lady?
No, I think it's a guy because I had spoken about it to another tenant that I knew. Yo, do you hear that at night? Because I thought it was crazy at some point. Like, I thought I was going nuts. I thought I was like, what the fuck is
that
song?
I thought I was crazy at some point. Others think I'm crazy all the time.
No, but like, I thought I was going insane, right? And then I asked another lady that lives in the building. I'm like, yo, you hear that sound too, right? She's like, yeah, that's a retarded person.
That's Pedro. How come you don't go up to see who it is?
Why would I?
Out of curiosity.
You fucking be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
No, he's taken care of. He's with his parents or some shit. His guardians.
Yeah. You're making all that stuff up.
A lot of people beat their children.
Yeah. What if you were to open, let's say you go knock. You're like, hey, guys, I'm just your neighbor from downstairs. I wanted to get to know you guys. I mean, in case you guys need something, in case I need something, you know, now we're friends. Yeah. And then he comes to the door, and you see he has a black eye.
Would you help him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. But you'll never know.
Punch the mom or?
Or you would ask a question.
No. I would ask questions.
Hey, why is this retard hurt?
Yeah.
Like,
dumb.
But then what if he just ran into something?
But that's what if the parents say that? What if they go, I ran in. He just runs into the wall because that's what he does. And then he looks at you and goes like.
I guess I call the cops.
There you go, Poseidon. Yeah. Now how
you're
can
becoming
we?
Yeah, but the good thing human is,
but then,
being.
But then I'm
we
gonna.
We can't get to the rescue if you don't make the first step.
But
if
then I'm
you're
a witness.
Afraid to be in the same room as retarded people.
Yeah. And now I gotta make a report.
That's fine. You're saving a life.
You're helping a young boy that's getting beaten by
abused.
His mom.
Abused.
Or dad. Or
no, but I don't think he's being abused.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what the person that I spoke to that I know that lives in
who
the same building.
Who did you speak to?
It was a lady that a friend in common.
What a lady's no.
A friend in common.
Yeah. A friend in common.
Wait, you and the retarded man
have a friend in
have
common?
Have a friend in common?
No. Like
I'm
you
pretty
and I.
sure you have more than one friend in common.
You might have a couple of genes in common too.
But now what was that? What was I saying now? Oh yeah, apparently he just lives there with his familia.
How old is he?
I have no idea.
Hope he's 50.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
By the way, no jokes aside, for all you know, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
Or it could spurn something in you. Like, you never know, but you're never going to find out if you don't go and take the first step. Knock on the door, be like, hi, I'm Poseidon.
That's
I live
weird,
downstairs.
Bro.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm downstairs in case you guys ever need
anything. You guys
ever
need
whatever.
Anything?
I'm here.
Then go to fist bump the kid and he goes, no.
Yeah. Test him out.
I don't have sugar in my house.
You know what I'm saying?
Just
that's
bring
just
whatever.
Speech. Yeah, if they come
I have
down
nothing.
And ask, well, tell look, I got nothing but time. So if you ever need me to babysit your son, perhaps give him a sponge bath, you let me know.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But it would have to take place up here. I don't want to get my stuff wet down there.
Yeah, no.
I don't have any soap. I have oil. A lot of oil.
That would not happen.
I'll wash his dick with lube.
Oh, that would happen nowhere.
I got a lot of lube and a go-to attitude.
These tier three hands know what they're doing. You want to get a tier three massage, you call
guy.
This guy.
Yeah, is he a sex offender? Because if he's a sex offender, I got you.
Yeah.
We're both gonna tier two this bitch.
God damn.
All right, Poseidon, do you have any positive news? Because you're literally bringing us rape and murder.
So
and how did we talk about his retarded neighbor?
I don't know.
We went from a crazy man killing.
We were talking about people being aroused, and he's like, speaking of arousals. Nah.
Hey, and the guy that killed, though, a Christmas parade, the people in the parade are all adults, but the people watching are all little kids.
He
killed kids, too? Yeah. Imagine how traumatizing that is for the kids that didn't get killed.
It's insane.
It's Christmas. It's supposed to be the best time of the year.
Also, that's confusing. Don't tell them that because it's November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those kids are going to hate Christmas forever now.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, poor kids, bro.
They're going to hate SUVs.
Yeah.
It's done.
He did the SUVs what OJ did to Broncos.
Yeah, it took the Bronco years to recover.
Yeah.
And still not fully recovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I used to love that truck.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
He ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
Have
you seen the new ones?
Yeah.
They're fucking dope, eh?
Yeah.
He did what Hitler did for the German people.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just didn't trust Germans. They still don't.
I don't blame them. I don't trust Germans.
Yeah, and whenever a German says that, like, why wouldn't you trust us? Like, I don't know, maybe two world wars, you dickhead. Like, yeah.
But I want my next car to be a white Ford Bronco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It sounds like something you would get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Orenthal. Do you have any positive news?
positive news coming. The Taliban have banned women from appearing in TV dramas in the latest restrictions on women.
It's about fucking time.
They banned women from TV dramas?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So dudes are going to play the roles of women, which is amazing.
I can't wait for the next season of Housewives of Kabul.
Yeah.
It's all guys with beards.
Well, it's going to be easy considering they're all covered up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just going to have the eyes, but you can see bushy dude eyebrows.
Yeah. So they're going to have dudes wearing burkas
and pretending
TV
to be women.
Going, hello. Hello.
For a bunch of really homophobic dudes, this does sound pretty gay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. They're just masking it with a bunch of like complications.
Well, because that's one of the places where they do the Man Love Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So they might record all these episodes on Thursdays.
Yeah.
The sex scenes are real.
Jesus
Christ. Is it because you're gay? No, because we take theatrics seriously. We love drama.
Actor studio.
Yeah. Method actors.
They're just so method.
Yeah. Fuck, bro. That's First of all, how do you take chicks out of these dramas? It's made for them.
Yeah. And I thought that the Taliban, like, they're against music. Shouldn't they be against all entertainment?
If you're
against comp, that like they killed that comedian, they banned music, but they still love the theater.
Yeah, they still love like TV dramas because they want to, you know, they want to see something.
Yeah,
they want.
I guess.
I wonder the quality of those shows must be fucking phenomenal.
It must be like horrendous, bro.
Like the. Do you remember watching? Have you watched any like African?
Yeah,
photography.
I met a guy.
No, that's just way better than this.
When I did a festival in Switzerland, and one of the comics, his name was Basket Mouth.
Oh yeah,
and I talked to you about him. That he's a huge star in Kenya, and he was on a sitcom in Kenya. And I asked him, I was like, in Kenya, do you guys do like 8 episodes a year, 13? And he was like, we do 365. It was on every fucking day of the year.
Jesus.
Every fucking day.
You're like crazy.
Not even Monday to Friday. Every fucking day.
These motherfuckers work.
Yeah. That's dedication.
But then I Googled it to look at the quality, and it looks exactly how you think something
is. The guy with the handicap?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
The cuts are off.
Yeah.
You keep hearing cut. You hear half of the words. Yeah, it's very, very bad.
It's very bad television.
I Googled best of South African cinema.
South Africa is going to be better. But Kenya, is fucking huge. They're like
Poseidon, 300 million. South Africa, Poseidon, is a country.
South Africa is like the Georgia or Alabama of Africa.
Yeah, but it's an actual country, Poseidon. It's not. Hold on, I'm like an area. Oh God, he thinks like North America,
Northeast Africa.
Oh no, I know it's
a
country.
Nice country.
I have an uncle that lives there.
Oh yeah, your
South
uncle
Africa,
that's hiding
the slave
from.
Driver.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's not hiding. He has a chain of grocery stores.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's a play on words. Yeah. He has grocery stores, and there's people in them with chains.
How did your uncle go from little village in Greece to a chain of grocery stores in South Africa?
Slavery.
Yeah, probably.
I have no clue, to be honest.
There's got to be something illegal that brought him
100%. No one goes to South Africa for legal reasons.
South Africa and become a multimillionaire.
Yeah, he was probably escaping something.
Yeah. And now those people need to escape something. The Poseidons are in South Africa. It's so crazy.
What's the name of the grocery store
I have no
chain?
Clue. I have no clue, but I know because...
your mom's brother?
My mom's cousin.
Does she ever reach out to him?
I think one time he offered her to go on vacation. It's like really nice there. She's like, I don't want to go to South Africa.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Did he offer it? Like he sent an email?
A lot of AIDS.
What? There's no AIDS in South Africa.
Other.
So your mom thought she'd get AIDS from her cousin in South Africa?
No, I just made
why
that
is she
up.
Banging her cousin?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Why is she scared of getting AIDS from her cousin?
Why would she get AIDS from her cousin?
That's what we're saying. We're asking the same
exactly.
questions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's not banging her cousin.
Yeah, we're not saying it. Yeah. You are.
You
she
I'm not.
Yeah, how's he going to give her AIDS then?
I'm not, maybe, I don't know. One of the locals.
Why is your mom banging locals?
She's not banging locals.
Can your mom stop banging fucking people and just go on vacation?
Yeah. Just go on vacation and don't fuck all the locals. You won't get AIDS.
Yeah. Okay, look, I just made
Why
that excuse up.
Why are you slut-shaming your mom?
I just made that excuse up. The real thing is...
That wasn't a real excuse. That sounded like a real excuse.
The real excuse is because she thinks all of Africa is basically a jungle. And
all of it.
So she's like afraid of like snakes and shit.
Like metaphorical snakes, like her
like trying to trick her into getting AIDS. Like actual snakes. She's afraid of wild animals. She's like, the wild animals are gonna eat me.
Okay. And where do the grocery stores fit in?
I don't know.
She thinks it's a jungle and there's a grocery store.
You figure that the cousin would put up barriers to keep the snakes out.
Yeah. He does. Well, but they're snakes. They slither through everything.
No, you realize that Africa has actual cities.
Yeah, of course. I do.
You ever seen the documentary Black Panther?
I have, yeah.
They have an advanced place there called Wakanda.
Yeah, but that's not in South Africa.
No, it's not in South Africa. It's like East.
Okay, but Africa. She wasn't going to go to South Africa, though. So
she wasn't going to go to Wakanda?
No.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I think she's allowed into Wakanda.
Place, yeah.
No, you're allowed into Wakanda. Very friendly place.
Yeah.
South Africa. You know who's from South Africa?
Who?
Elon Musk.
It's true, yes.
Does it sound backwards to you now? He invented PayPal.
Yeah.
But it will make sense that, you know.
He fucking invented tunnels.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it will make sense that he's into these all technological advancements.
Because of snakes.
Yeah. No, because he
you're building missiles to get away from those goddamn snakes.
Everything makes sense now.
He grew up next to Wakanda. Yeah.
And you know when you put gas in your gas tank, you know who can fit in the gas tank? A fucking snake.
I like where your head's at.
The thing up. If it's just a battery, where's the snake going to hide?
Snakes, it's true.
Snakes and ladders invented by the Musks.
Is she afraid of the game Snakes and Ladders?
No.
I don't know why we're beating around the bush. She's afraid of black people. That's what it is. He just didn't know how to bring it about, called them animals. He thought that would be better.
She's not afraid of black people. Her neighbors are black. She loves them.
I love that. That's the best race here.
Her neighbors are black. She loves
them. The people
them.
That I didn't choose to come next to me.
No, but she loves them.
The people that I only say hello to. If we're in the hallway together.
No, but they're like really sweet. Like they always trade like fruits and shit.
Always trade fruits.
They're trading apples. Her stories seem from Adam and Eve. It's all snakes and apples.
Not like sometimes she'll
Does she live in a jungle? We trade apples together.
No, like sometimes they'll need eggs, so my mom will give them eggs. Sometimes we'll need cheese.
You mean
give us
like
cheese.
A neighbor thing?
Yeah.
We told you to go upstairs and do it with the retarded kid.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that with no retarded
kid. And who gives eggs to your neighbor?
Are you sure they weren't throwing eggs?
Like if someone, I get a neighbor could knock and go, hey, I'm making a recipe. I need
3 eggs.
But I need like a teaspoon of sugar or something. You're not going to go to the store for a teaspoon of sugar.
Well, I started making this cake and I didn't realize it says I need 3 eggs.
Go out and buy eggs.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But what if you have a tight relationship? Like if you were next door, you're asking for eggs, I'd give you eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you gotta get out, leave your parking spot, go to the grocery store. Fucking get dressed, you know?
Fuck and get dressed. You should just get dressed.
Fucking get dressed.
You know that he fucks his couch, or used to.
What?
And he was not the only one. Guido fucks his couch, too.
When I was little, like 11, 12.
Okay.
But Guido, they both.
No. Yeah. Guido fucked this couch. I attempted to fuck my couch.
No. You just don't know what attempt. You're trying to throw attempt
Are you
there.
Trying to say your dick was too big for that little couch?
No. Meaning like.
They both fucked the couch. It's just that Guido, I guess, came in it. He didn't, so he calls it an attempt.
No. Like, I was
my couch when I was at it, but I put a condom on.
Why is everyone fucking couches? Why is everyone fucking couches?
Did you put a condom on? I put a condom on because I didn't want to come. In the couch.
No, he didn't put a condom. He fucked his couch raw.
Yeah.
Guido also fucked his couch raw. Jesus. And then you made sure you don't impregnate your couch. Yeah. Why is everyone fucking couches?
Wait, are you serious or are you joking, Mike?
No, I put a condom on and I wiped the lube off because I didn't want to dirty the couch.
Yeah.
But I wanted to rub my dick.
Well, I attempted to fuck the couch and
the couch fucked me.
No, it chafed and I was like, this is painful.
What do you mean it chafed?
Like it chafed. Like it left.
Well, it burned your dick.
Yeah.
So you did fuck the couch.
Attempted.
No. You attempted would have been you thought about it. You clearly fucked the couch. It burned your dick.
Here's what you got to do. You take the condom. You put it on like backwards. So the lube is on your dick. You rub the lube on your dick. Then you put it on normal. Wipe the lube off. So your dick is all lubed up, then you can fuck your couch.
Why is everyone fucking couches? I don't know. Like, how?
Now, haven't you, some of these couches look like some fat asses? Some of these
fucking couches. That couch was looking at me.
I needed better couches growing up.
Yeah. When I was young, though, I fucked everything in my house. I fucked food. Have you ever fucked food?
No, never. I was too disgusted.
Fucked food too. I love eating food.
I fucked
food. But what kind of food could you fuck?
I fucked a watermelon. What else did I fuck? I fucked a teddy bear. I think I fucked an orange once.
An orange?
Yeah. I had a friend who would fuck his gigantic teddy bear.
Yeah, I tried fucking an orange. I don't know if I did. Anything that I could put my dick in, I did when I was little.
Really?
But always with a condom because I'm very, I don't want to get dirty.
Or look at this, bro. You wouldn't fuck this, bro. You don't stick your dick in that, bro. Come on.
God damn.
You Googled couch that looked like ass.
Oh, shit.
That's just an actual ass.
No, that's a chick with one of those pillows for the... Go up, go down.
That's so she could sit on it?
It's a neck pillow. It's a neck pillow.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's smart. Yeah. I like the neck pillows.
What about this? Oh, or like this one.
It's the same Look, one.
You tell me you want to fuck this, bro.
I guarantee you a million times out of a million, I would not.
I didn't want to, when I was little, though, I didn't want to fuck my couch because it looked like a woman. I just wanted to come.
Yeah, no,
so
no,
then
no,
you're
no.
less psychologically scarred than him. Yeah. He wants to look at things that are like, similar.
Oh, no, I just wanted to. I just wanted to.
That, because of your reasoning, you're 100% tier one. You're 100% tier one, and the couch community has never been the same since you and Guido started fucking hanging and banging.
No, I just wanted to ejaculate, too. Like, I remember I tried to fuck my...
You ever tried jerking off?
No, but, you just want to fuck, bro. I tried to fuck a shampoo bottle, but I realized the hole was way too small.
The hole is, like, this big.
Yeah, it's, like, this big. And then, like, I go to stick my dick
so
in...
So you pushed your dick through,
no,
like,
I didn't. I couldn't.
So, hold on. When you were young, remember they had those games where it was blocks that you had to put in the right... You must have fucking been the worst at that game.
What?
Did you ever try to fuck a straw?
No, never. Okay. No, because my logic...
a straw is the same size as a shampoo. Because
my logic was it had the soap, so it's natural lube. It's already soft and smooth, right?
But the hole is microscopic.
Yeah, but like I didn't realize. I went to go fucking... No, like I unscrewed it. I'm like, oh, my dick's going to fit it. Oh, I fucked a toilet paper roll.
So you thought since like a baby comes out of a vagina and it gets bigger, you thought the shampoo bottle's vagina... Get bigger too.
No. I just thought like, it's lubrified already. So I'm just going to try to stick my dick in it. But I was erect. And then I go to stick it in. I go, this doesn't fit. I got to find something else. It was that simple.
I feel like I didn't fucking experiment enough. Everyone's fucking objects.
Yeah. I fucked everything when I was young.
Yeah. You were a very horny kid.
Yeah, I lost my virginity super young. And I want to fuck all the time.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to do when I was young.
And also, where you were, there wasn't much to do?
No, there was stuff to do, but fucking was better than everything that there was.
I guess that's the problem if you fuck when you're too young.
Yeah.
Because then nothing else compares?
Yeah.
I remember once I think I was 12, and I was dating this girl, and I wanted to fuck her, but she was only 11. She didn't want to fuck. And then I'd bring her to my house, and I'd make her smoke, and I get her
Jesus
drunk.
Christ.
And then her father called one time, and he was like, look, whenever my daughter goes to your house,
she smells like smoke.
She always comes back, she smells like smoke and liquor. And I was like, she's 11 years old. Quit treating her like a baby. This fucking poor man. This poor man. Imagine your 11-year-old comes back smelling like booze and fucking cigarettes.
That Mike Ward kid. Bro, that's insane.
Goddamn.
That's the same defense that pedophile uses.
Yeah. But at least I was the same age.
Yeah, obviously. That would have been fucked up.
I met that guy, though, like years after.
The father?
I did a show, and she lives, I think all of her family lives out west, but they had come back to Quebec City, and they came to one of my shows. And
they knew about all that?
Yeah, but when I met the dad... I was super happy to meet him, but it was like awkward and I didn't understand why he was acting weird. And then I remembered, I was like, oh yeah, for him, I'm the fucking guy that was trying to fuck his 11-year-old.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you never brought it up?
No. No, because I forgot about it. Right?
Was she there, too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She looked normal?
Yeah, she brought her dad. Yeah.
She looked normal? You didn't ruin her?
No, I didn't ruin her. Right. I never fucked her.
She comes in with a cigarette holding a bottle of liquor. Yeah. I remember you, Mike. You changed my life forever. Ruined her life. Jesus Christ, Mike.
Also, like, one time I, when I was in Greece, I was 10, I snuck into my older cousin's bedroom while she was changing.
And banged her?
No, no, and caught some titty. Because I was just curious about, like, the female form. Like, obviously. I was just horny, you know? And then, like, and like I caught a titty, and then like she's like, oh, what are you doing?
Caught a titty with your hand?
No, like I saw it.
I caught a titty with my dick.
No. Like I saw it. Like I saw her titties and shit. Okay. I was like, oh. I was like,
you started making noises.
Did you make a noise? Did you go like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
maybe that's what happened. No. Maybe your neighbor's seen your ass.
It's like, what are you doing?
No, I don't think I made a noise. But like, but yeah, and then I pretended to be like, oh no, I'm so sorry. And she's like, get the fuck out of my room.
The dick in his head goes, I'm so sorry.
Wait, so you were jerking off in her closet?
No, I was not jerking off. I was in the hallway.
Okay.
And I heard her. I heard her changing.
What do you mean by I heard her changing? Like, I'm changing.
No, like I heard her taking off her pants. Like we came. It was after the beach.
Was she that you couldn't hear? Like when you hear someone changing, they have to weigh 900 pounds for you to hear them.
No.
They're like, oh,
these pants won't come off.
No, like we had just gone to the beach too.
Okay.
You know, so I knew she was gonna change, and she had those tan lines, right?
Okay.
You know,
like tan lines.
Yeah.
So you were attracted.
Yeah,
you were attracted to your cousin.
Well, I don't know, but like back then, 10-year-old brain, I'm just retarded. I just want to see titties.
Was it just because she was in your family, or it was the tits also?
Yeah, it was just the tits. I was young. I was 10.
But more the family part?
No, just the tits. I just wanted to see tits.
So how come you never jerked off looking at yourself naked in the mirror?
Bastard, the guy.
Have you? You've jerked off looking.
No, are you insane?
I'm saying if it was just the tits.
But I don't have the tits. I don't have feminine tits, bro.
You need tan lines. Is it the tan lines
that are missing?
God damn, bro.
Okay, so you try to bang your cousin.
Try to bang my cousin.
How old was she?
She was like 20s.
Okay, and you were 10.
Yeah.
Imagine, what a weird 10-year-old.
That's young to be that horny.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that, at least we're in agreement there.
Oh, maybe I wasn't horned, but I was like curious about like.
But I want to know. Oh, I wish we could hear the noise that he made to startle her. What the fuck?
You know what she probably heard though? She probably heard like.
No, she probably heard the door open, like the creaking.
No, the door closed. He's in the room. She dunk. Yeah. Turns around. It's him.
She hears the door lock.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I like what you got going on over there. I'm your cousin. Exactly.
No, yeah. but like I didn't have that conception when I was a kid. Like I growing up, I realized like, oh, fuck, you shouldn't fuck cousins. Like, you know. But like,
you shouldn't fuck. If somebody told me this years ago, I would have solved a lot of problems.
When did you figure it out that you shouldn't fuck your cousin?
After you fucked one of them.
After the third or fourth abortion?
I don't remember. Wait, what? No, I don't remember, but it was like growing up. I think because like she told my mom after, and then my mom was like, like, you don't do that. That's, you know, it's not good, you know. And I think
she said that to the cousin. Don't do
no,
that.
No, she said it to me. No, okay. She said it to me.
My son wants to see some titties. You show him your titties.
My mother scolded me, I think, after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, you want to see some tits? Here's some
tits.
No. And then scarred him for life.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, he starts crying. Like, I never want to see tits again.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Is that why you became an ass man? Because of your mom showing you her tits?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I could. I don't know what triggers you to pick ass or tits.
Well, like me, what I like is when a woman is cooking in lingerie. I love that shit. I go fucking bananas.
All right. Well, you shouldn't have said that.
Why?
Because you've already told us on this podcast that both your parents, you'd see them walking around naked doing house stuff. Yeah. So that's just.
Well, my dad, it was once, and then my mother yelled at him.
Was he wearing lingerie?
No. No.
Wearing stockings.
Yeah, and then my mother yelled at him, and then after that, later on, it was my mother sometimes like,
so, I'm the only one allowed to cook breakfast naked. He's like, all right, I'm sorry, huh?
No, nothing like that would ever happen in the house. Like, nobody would cook naked. I'm just saying, like, you know, because we were four people with one bathroom, so sometimes, okay. You know.
Yeah. Not the same as lingerie cooking.
No.
So
no,
you
not
saw
at all.
Your dad naked cooking stuff in the microwave.
No, no, no. I've never.
And you're like, he's naked. This is hot.
We didn't have a microwave. Okay.
It's in the oven.
It's not delicio. It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate.
This is fucking insane. God, yo, so what other stories you got for us? Yeah. Are there any non-sexually related?
Well, ones? I was going to bring up the African special effects.
Okay, African hilarious. Special effects.
Yeah, yeah. You guys want to watch them?
Sure.
I guess.
Nah.
I don't even know what that...
It kills the flow.
Okay, so fuck it. What else? You got any funny shit for us?
Oh, yeah, J.K. about? Rowling. So we spoke about it yesterday. J.K. Rowling got banned from her...
The trans hater.
Yeah. She got banned from one of her reunions.
I saw what she said. What? She wasn't a trans hater.
She got banned. No, she's not a trans hater.
No.
But she got banned from a reunion? Like a
Harry
school?
Potter reunion.
Yeah, Harry Potter reunion.
They wouldn't let the creator of Harry Potter go to a Harry Potter thing. Yeah.
It's inappropriate because of some stuff you said. And the stuff she said was that I believe women are women. And that's what she said. She didn't say fuck trans people. And she got banned from... So they're there partying, celebrating her work while saying she sucks. But you're celebrating her work.
Yeah.
So I told Mesa, I go, if they were serious, because they're all fake, it's all fake woke. If they were serious, then all the money, all these actors, all the money you ever made from Harry Potter, give it back.
Yeah. That's like fucking celebrating Hitler's art. That's like having art shows for all the little drawings he made when he was a kid.
And they'd be like, I don't like
Hitler. This guy is a genius. Not a good person, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But a genius. Look at how amazing of an artist he is.
You can't tell. You're not even allowed to have Nazi paraphernalia. Like actual from the Nazi times, you're not allowed to hide their clothes and you can't have that.
Really?
Museums most of the time won't even show them. Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, that's hardcore.
But yeah, so she got banned. I if I were her, I'd be like, go fuck yourselves. Just for them, I'd write a last Harry Potter book that it's just him, like just fucking some wrong ass shit. He's just killing people. Make Harry Potter racist.
Yeah, he keeps calling everyone a tranny.
Yeah. He's like casting spells, saying tranny. Yeah, and
things. Like, your dick's off. You know? No one will ever know. Like shit like that. Oh, you can get operated anytime you want. I'm still going to turn you back into a dude. Like shit like that. That's what she should do to fuck with everyone. Yeah. It's like, make that into a movie, bitches.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That'll be funny.
But no, she wasn't. That's what's weird is that unless she did other stuff, the stuff that I saw that caused this wasn't anti-trans. She was just saying protect women.
She was just
Because what happened was basically there's a new term. You're not allowed to say woman anymore. You're supposed to call them menstruators or birth givers or some shit.
Menstruators?
That's respectful.
That's okay. So calling them a woman makes you misogynistic.
Yeah.
Misogynistic pig.
It's offensive.
Calling them menstruators.
Yeah, that's normal.
Could we call them vag holes? Look, you got to respect these cum dumpsters.
Yeah. I don't want to hear another disrespectful thing about that cunt. Like, what?
God damn.
So stupid.
Ah, shit. Yeah.
It's culty. These are all cults.
100%. So she was like, this is insane. You know, there's a word for this. You know, it's women or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's what she said. Yeah. There's a word for what you're saying. It's called woman. Like, what did you say, transphobe? Yeah.
They got mad. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So they've banned her from her own event.
Who's they, though? It's the companies that are doing this that are dumb. They shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because apparently they doxed her family last week.
Yeah.
Trans
they did the
activists,
same thing.
They released her family's addresses online and
really?
Shit. Yeah. Which is. Then you're clearly the bad guy.
Yeah.
She's not the bad guy. You're the bad guy in this. You're a fucking terrorist.
Yeah.
Because you're the one that's going out of your way.
Especially because it's her family, like innocent people that had nothing to do with
this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, bro. Somebody doxes my family, bro.
Oh, it's
I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm going ham. Hard as a motherfucker.
Always food.
You're gonna,
I'm going ham, eggs,
going
and sausage
ham.
On them.
No, it's
I
a
don't
song.
Even know what that means. I'm going ham.
Yeah, it's a Kanye West song.
Oh, yeah, another guy who's mentally stable.
Yeah. Hard as a motherfucker.
Hard as a motherfucker.
It's an acronym for hard as a motherfucker,
hard
as a
only
motherfucker.
Motherfuckers get hard.
Hard as a wouldn't it be I'm going hammuff?
Yeah.
Because motherfucker is two words.
No, but like it's two words put into one.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm a hamf.
Yeah.
Hamf.
You ever use that? You ever tell your girlfriend, I'm going ham?
No, never.
No? Oh, you want to bring meal into sex? Okay. Would you do that? Would you do what George Costanza did? Try to combine sex and eating?
No, that's disgusting. That.
No, no, I'm not saying like put like shit on her body and like, but I'm saying eating soup as you're fucking.
Yeah, no, he had a pastrami on rye next to him.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's disgusting too. I don't like that. I don't like mixing activities like that.
You don't like mixing races.
I had a girl once that she used to like it when I used to smoke, when I'd smoke and she'd suck my dick.
While you're smoking?
And there was something so fucking satisfying. Like, there's something amazing. Smoking or having a drink while someone's sucking your dick is the best feeling in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever try that?
Nah. I don't know. I don't like
having a coffee.
Yeah, next time, try to get a coffee for your partner and try it. See if it sparks up the mood.
Yeah, that's a little dangerous. Not like a hot coffee.
Okay, so have him smoke.
Yeah.
And then see if it feels good for you guys. What? Oh, whatever. The identifies whatever. I'm saying while you're sucking his dick or her dick.
That because you can't say him anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So while you're sucking her dick, while you're sucking her dick, see if it makes it all the rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not down for stuff like that. I don't like stuff like that.
Which part?
So you look at
everything that you said.
I draw the line at her, him smoking.
So I'm okay with the dick sucking. And yes, I will have a dick up my ass, but no coffee.
Yeah, coffee's dangerous. Smoking leads to cancer. Speaking of smoking leading to cancer, you still smoke.
Yeah.
You ever think about that? We know the fuckery of smoking, but we still all smoke. Like, I don't smoke, but everyone around me smokes.
Nicotine is highly addictive.
It's not that addictive, though. Whenever you hear people go, it's harder to quit smoking than it is heroin, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit, though. That's they brought it to extremes.
Yeah.
But it's...
It is addictive. Yeah. I started smoking when I was young. But then when I quit, it wasn't that hard.
I know dudes that cold turkey stop using coke. Cocaine.
Yeah.
And cold turkey stop using coke, and we're talking about they got really into coke. Like, they were about to get banged by gay dudes. And they weren't gay. That's how into coke they were. And they still stopped cold turkey. So I'm not saying everybody should be able to quit smoking. I guess it depends how addicted you are to a thing. But
it depends how brainwashed you are. Yeah. There's a book by a guy named Alan Carr that he basically brainwashes you into thinking that it's super easy to quit smoking. But we have been brainwashed into, you always hear, oh, it's hard to quit smoking. Hard.
Yeah, you're
right.
And
it's not that hard. It's hard for 3 days. It's super hard for 3 days, and then you forget about it.
I was a smoker for 1 month in 2007.
For real?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, when I was in Europe, when I was in Greece and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then what? You just fucking...
I was like, this is disgusting. Mm. It tastes bad. It's fun to do.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is
There's
bullshit.
Something fun about smoking in Europe, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Europe doesn't feel like Europe unless you have a cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, like, the first time I had quit, I was 19 years old. I'd smoked for a year, and then I went to Cuba, and I bought these cigars, and they were like cigars. The cigars rolled into cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you can't chain smoke those. Like, they're super, and like, you can't inhale them either. It's like super disgusting. So I smoked those for like months because I had bought like a whole carton. And then I went back to go smoke a cigarette. And like I couldn't. It was weird for me or some shit.
Then what happened?
And then I just was like, fuck this. I quit for a year. And then I started again after a year.
So you never quit?
No, I quit. Like I wasn't smoking.
It doesn't sound like quitting. If you restart again and then the quitting, you just took a pause. You didn't quit the game.
Because at the time you thought, I'm quitting. I had quit.
But in hindsight, you never quit. Because you're still
smoking. I had quit for a year.
You didn't quit. You paused.
You
quitting
paused for
means
a year.
You quit. You're done. Like when you quit your job, you don't quit your job for the weekend and then go back on Monday.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that. So yeah, I had paused smoking.
You had a long weekend.
Yeah.
You had a long weekend.
I had a year of no smoking and then I went back to it.
Yeah, I have friends that also drink a lot. Sometimes they're able to stop. Full-blown alcoholics. Other ones, impossible.
Yeah, drinking, like I used to drink a lot too. That never got a hold of me.
I heard that drinking, if you drink too much, your head becomes giant.
My face got really big.
Because of drinking?
Yeah. I used to have a small face.
How does drinking change the size of your fucking skull? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Whenever you see alcoholics, I always have big heads.
Yeah, but I always thought it was just a coincidence that big-headed people drank a lot, perhaps to forget that they had big heads.
That might be it.
Yeah, I got it the wrong way. But apparently it makes your head bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Damn.
You get like gigantism.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. It's crazy, eh?
Yeah. But yeah, alcohol never, like I'm able to drink. Like I never get, even if there was a period where I would get smashed a lot, And like I came back from vacation and I could not touch alcohol. Like there's no
you get smashed like sexually?
No, no, like I drink a lot.
Okay.
And like, then a bunch of dudes smash you in
the
ass.
No, okay. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, making sure. So is smashing just I don't know the term. Is it just in the ass or it's in the mouth too?
No, like when you get hammered, like when you get drunk.
No, but you also No,
like
smashing.
Okay. When you get really, really drunk.
Okay, but smashing, would it apply only to like regular sex or does it apply? I'm just curious. Smash. Because you've used the term smash before.
Yeah.
Okay, does it only apply to regular sex or will it apply to mouth stuff too?
What?
Like, can you say I smashed her in the mouth or Poseidon was smashed in the mouth by that group of dudes?
No.
So it could only be
it's just in the
smashed
butt.
Him in the ass.
Okay.
Okay. No, just like you smashed, like you had sex, or or you could say like, "Oh fuck, I drank so much, I got smashed, like I got so drunk."
You got drunk, you forgot you weren't gay, and then you let guys have sex with you,
and you got smashed,
and then they smashed you.
Okay, no, that's not.
All right, makes sense. No. So you used to get smashed.
No, like
would you? They start smashing you before? No, that was super drunk.
That's not the kind of smashing.
How many were they?
Oh Jesus fucking Christ!
If they were a few, then I'm gonna ask you a question. If they were a lot, they could hold you down.
There was no smashing of any sorts.
Okay.
From any men of any kind. I'm just talking about when you get drunk.
Okay. So yeah, they're not men when you get drunk.
No, whatever your imagination tells you they are. Fuck
you
sake,
are
bro.
The only drunk one though, right? Because if they're too drunk, their dicks can't get hard. Is that a problem in the smashing?
No, I never had an issue getting my dick hard when I was drunk.
Okay. So you'd get drunk, and even though you're not gay, you're getting fucked up the ass, your dick was rock hard?
No. But I was never getting fucked in the ass, bro.
Okay, because I think I misunderstood. I thought you were getting smashed.
No. Not like what I've been saying. Not like that, though.
Like what?
Like I got smacked. Like I got drunk.
You didn't have a dick in your ass.
No, never, never, never.
You
never.
Had two? No. Two?
It is impressive.
Yeah, that's no. Fucking...
You take it to the extreme when you get smashed.
No.
He was getting three-peed.
I don't like feeling inebriated. Like, I can't control what I want to say or what I want. That's what I don't like. So I don't like getting to that point.
Yeah.
When I was younger, you go out, you get smashed. Like, the goal was to get destroyed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, it's like, I don't. That's why I'm always like, I'm not against alcohol. I'll drink if I'm eating this thing. You know, we have wine or beer. It doesn't matter. I don't mind that. I just don't want to drink enough to get fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I used to get like that, too. But then, like, I could go on vacation and drink like crazy.
Also, people scared me around me. Like, I was around a lot of people who are bad drunks.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't around too many bad drunks.
I've always been a happy drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always feel bad, though, whenever we see, like, we had a friend that we saw last week that's a sad drunk.
Yeah.
And you're like, Jesus Christ, quit drinking.
Yeah.
If you're just going to be depressed.
I've told him many times.
And just go, oh, I'm sorry. Well, fuck off. Just leave.
He apologizes that he's drunk.
Yeah.
But it's like, I told you, like, we're six guys. You don't need to keep drinking.
Also, I get really, like, I do a lot of dumb, like, I'm really funny when I'm drunk. Like, I do dumb shit.
You get you drunk more often?
Yeah. No, but I don't like it. Like, I don't like, you know,
I don't think you mean funny. People are laughing at you, not with you.
There you go, but it's still funny. It's still fun.
You guys dare me to jump in that trash can? It's like, it's like jackass funny.
No, not even like that. Just dumb shit. Just
you guys want to see me get to tier three?
No. No, just funny, like... he's being a buffoon. That's it.
Yeah, no, I don't like that either, because then that's how people
see you.
Yeah.
I'm not a bad drunk.
We had a friend who lost a job once because he got super trashed and started threatening people about fisting them in the ass and shit.
Jesus Christ.
He had to lose it. He lost a gig.
Yeah.
Lost a big gig because of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Yeah, that's brutal.
But imagine telling somebody you're going to fist them in the ass.
Yeah.
At work.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good drunk.
It was also kind of my fault.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You didn't want to be at that party?
Because it's not a regular job. This is a comic friend.
Yeah.
And we were at a party. And then he was in the neighborhood. And we were like, hey, you should come by. And he was like, no, I'm fucked up. I'm going to go see the Beach Boys. We're like, fuck the Beach Boys. Come and it'll be fun. Then he came and he was so drunk. We were like, oh, he's fucking annoying. Let's just leave. And we left.
Oh, no.
And then he was telling people, I'm going to fuck you up the ass.
That was rough. Yeah. The next day when we found out, we didn't think it was real. We thought it was a joke. And then we had to call him to confirm. He's like, I remember a lot of it.
I ruined my career. He ruined his career.
Oh, God damn, bro.
Yeah. Just because we kept telling him, Beach Boys, come on, it's gay. Just come hang out with us. Yeah, that's what happened.
God.
So we didn't tell him to threaten.
No.
With fists in
butt. But it's a recipe for disaster.
Some people too, like that whole thing. I hate that because the person he said he was going to fist her in the ass, she knows him. She knows he's a fucking train wreck, and she gets super drunk too. So if you've been drunk before and you have someone that's fucked up and like, I'm going to fuck in the ass, you go, oh, okay, come on. Just fucking go home. Go home. Exactly. Shut the fuck up and go home. You shouldn't be like the next day going, you said you were going to fist me in the ass. And he doesn't even remember.
Yeah, I wouldn't have brought it up.
I would have just said, what a fucking idiot.
I would have called him the next day and been like, listen, you fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking quit your fucking drinking. You clearly can't handle it. You threatened to fist me in my goddamn asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never had a hold. Like, I would come back from, like, traveling and shit where I was fucking drinking every day. And then from the day I'd get back.
I was the one being fisted.
Yeah. No, from the day I'd get back, I wouldn't even touch a drink.
I used to always have people on my crew that were like really bad drunks just so that I'd look more in control.
Yeah.
So people would go, oh, fuck, that guy's a fucking train wreck. Mike's okay. He's only had 19.
Yeah, but Mike's like, yes, God. And like, is Mike okay? Yeah, look at that guy. It was a guy upside down in a trash can.
But one of the guys I used to work with, when the pandemic hit, he moved like to some fucking island. And then he's in the middle of nowhere. And then he calls me and he goes, I lost my driver's license. And I was like, why? He goes, I got drunk. And I was like, okay, well, fuck. What are you going to do? And then he's like, I learned my lesson. I'm never going to drink and drive again. And I'm like, well, you can't because you don't have a license.
Yeah, you're not.
And then he bought like a, he lived like a hillbilly for a while. He had a four-wheeler. So he'd drive on the street with the four-wheeler, and then if the cops would see him, he'd, like, go out on the beach so they couldn't catch him. And then he went to court, and because of the pandemic, it was the I think the cop that stopped him couldn't go because he got sick or some shit. Anyway, but he was found not guilty because the cop just wasn't there to testify. So then he calls me and he goes, fuck, good news. I didn't lose my license. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. And at least you learned your lesson. And he was like, no, I didn't lose my license. I'm okay.
Yeah, oh, my God. What a fucking retard.
Technically, it never happened.
He goes, I didn't lose my license. I'm okay. I can, you know, I can keep on. And I was like, God damn, you're going to fucking kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad story is he ended up driving through a Christmas parade recently. How funny would it be if that was his face? We're just quietly moving aside. Yeah. We're like, ooh.
He's like, I don't hate Christmas. It's just I'm a problem drinker.
Yeah. That's what it is. No, this guy hated Christmas.
I wonder if that guy that killed the people at the Christmas thing, he was like, phew, they didn't make me blow in a breathalyzer. At least they're going to get me on the five counts of murder. But no DWI.
Yeah, I wasn't driving drunk.
I beat the system.
This guy's a fucking dummy.
Yeah.
Imagine getting out, paying $1,000 only, and you're free until your court case. And instead of laying low, be like, I got to fucking beat these charges, get my life in order. You're like, I'm done for life.
Nah, but this guy was fucked in the head, bro. Yeah. Like, when you have that many cases on you, you have pending cases, all that kind of.
So then why let him out? That's the problem.
But that's the system's fault. That's not his fault, you know? He's fucked in the head. He literally has
to. He should have escaped. Like, if the system is so broken that they're going to let a piece of shit out on $1,000 bail, he should just run away.
Yeah.
He's also a dummy.
Start a new life
in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hearing once a French podcast you had a guest on, and he was talking about he went to live in Mexico for a while. He tried to do it on and off, but it was hard because he needed to get his projects running here, so he had to come here. And when he was describing what he went through in Mexico, like it's not just the cartels that were murdering people, but also the local police that would just stop you randomly, say you did some crime that doesn't really exist. Yeah. You could pay them money, and it was thousands. Sometimes you're completely broke. You have to go to a credit card ATM, pull out from your credit card, max it out, give them a couple of $1,000 just so they could get off your fucking ass. It gets expensive. That's crazy shit.
Yeah, Mexico's so brutal.
Yes, so even going down to Mexico isn't that simple.
Yeah. I have a friend that was going to move there. And he had another friend that was a land developer. So he was going to make like a big condo project. And in Mexico, apparently you have to have one Mexican that's a partner.
I heard this,
And then he found a way to do it without a Mexican. So he was like, look, it'll just be you and me. And then the cops showed up middle of the night brought him to the police station, beat the fuck out of him. Just beat the fuck out of him. And then they told him, they're like, you need a Mexican partner. Imagine, they beat him up just because he didn't have a Mexican partner. Yeah. So my other friend that was going to move there, he's like, I'm not going to Mexico.
It doesn't sound like a place for me.
Cops are coming in at 3 a.m, beating the fuck out of you.
Yeah, everything's a gang down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a family friend. She moved down there to
Mexico. I thought she was like in Ecuador or some shit.
No, she went to Mexico initially.
It's all the same. He calls South Africa, Africa.
Yeah, exactly. No. She went to Mexico, some neighborhood called Brazil.
She went to Mexico, Brazil.
Yeah. No, but she went down to Mexico initially to do that MLM business.
Oh, yeah.
Multi-level marketing.
It's called pyramid schemes.
But yeah, he calls it MLM.
Yeah, yeah.
And he calls it MLM like it's a rapper.
MLM.
MLM.
She's a real Slim Shady.
MLM, I have epilepsy.
She went down there to commit economic crime on local Mexicans.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And she succeeded.
She started a pyramid scheme in a country that has actual pyramids.
Mm-hmm. That's
fucking amazing.
You know, and
next stop Egypt.
Yeah. And now she's in Colombia. She's married. She's happy. She has a kid and everything.
Yeah, it sounds like she kept going lower.
Yeah, but she had to dress as a man most of the time
because like, she was butch.
She would get raped. So she had to put on a hoodie and
shit.
How
many times did she get raped?
No, she never got raped.
Okay, because you said she would get raped.
She would get raped if they saw she was a woman, like probably like alone out in the street.
Is that
probably
just her, though, that thinks Mexicans are all rapists?
Yeah.
No.
She saw Donald Trump on the news. She was like, gotta get a hoodie.
No.
Like, thank you for warning me, sir.
No. Like, she was in Mexico City. Like, it was dangerous as fuck. Okay. Yeah, she was telling me some of the shit.
Also, locals told her, put a sweater on.
Yeah, like don't be dumb. You don't be a dumb whore, you know?
Was she dressing like a dumb whore?
No, she wasn't.
Like, but initially?
No, not even. But okay.
I like that people helping her are calling her a dumb whore.
Look, they weren't calling her a dumb whore.
Don't be a dumb whore.
Don't be el dumb whore.
No, but they weren't calling her a dumb whore, but they were saying, like don't show that you're a woman, you know? Because there's some people
A woman is a dumb whore.
Yeah.
No, because there's a lot of
next thing you know, they won't let us chicks be on the telenovelas.
No, because there's like a lot of banditos in the fucking, you know.
Banditos,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, bro, banditos in the fucking of those poor favelas.
A lot of fucking desperados.
She was friends with the only Mexican Talibans.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And then
cover your face.
And then she did good. That other went to Colombia.
She did good by defrauding a bunch of poor Mexicans.
So she defrauded a bunch of poor Mexicans, and then she moved to a poorer country.
To take all the money. So she didn't get raped, and she fucked over people.
Yeah,
so that's a win-win.
She got away scot-free. And now she's doing business in Colombia.
Did she change business, or is she still in the
same business and started another one with? Because in South America, they're launching like a gold standard type of currency and shit, or like they're trying, or like something with
gold.
She's
gonna scam. She's gonna get killed.
Yeah, something with gold.
You can't go to a country that's run by fucking cartels and fuck people over.
Yeah,
you're gonna get one dude that his brother was Pablo Escobar's cousin. Yeah. And he'll be like, okay, fuck you, bitch.
She's going to be like, no, I run the standard.
Yeah.
I run this.
Yeah. And now she's married to a soccer player.
Where did you meet
a soccer
her?
Player?
Yeah.
But like a real soccer player or like a Colombian soccer player?
A Colombian soccer player.
Like he plays in Colombia?
He plays in Colombia. Yeah, like he's a pro. Okay,
not so in a league, though.
So not like a real
No, he's in a league, apparently.
He plays
I don't know. This is assumptions.
PS4 or?
No.
Is this on FIFA?
No.
He's a soccer player.
No, he's a legit soccer player.
He used to be a fucking Italian guy riding. He beat the turtle.
Yeah. So hold on a second.
And she has a family. She has a nice place.
So where did you meet her? Were you one of her first victims?
No, she's a.
Oh yeah, she did try to get you into that shit.
Well, I did a pyramid scheme when I was 18.
Yeah.
And then I realized, as soon as he
got on top of the pyramid, it couldn't stand strong. It just collapsed.
I was like, oh, this is a scam. And then I left. And then years later, she tried to be like, come do it. It's not a scam. Blah, blah, blah.
They tried to get me into it. Yeah. And I kept saying, this is clearly a scam.
Well, I like Primerica and shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All scams. I had people. The best thing is getting messages from people you haven't spoken to since high school. And like, hey, do you need life insurance? Like, that's random. Or how about this? If you join now, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Primerica? Have you ever heard of ACN?
What is Primerica?
It's nonsense.
I'm very interested.
I think it was insurances.
Yeah, it was like extra insurance, some shit.
So insurance, there's a pyramid scheme. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a pyramid scheme everything, by the way.
God damn. I never, whenever there's a pyramid scheme, I ask too many questions that make me seem like I'm mocking them, so they always give up.
But the best was the thing that I told him. He's like, no, it's real. Like, I moved up in the company. I have an office now. I was like, you don't have an office. You have a desk. He's like, yeah, but in their offices.
Yeah. But these companies, it's very easy to get away with this shit because
people are dumb.
Well, no, because they're not technically breaking any laws.
Yeah, it's not illegal to be a dipshit.
Yeah.
There was a guy when I was young. I got conned into selling
heroin.
No, they were vacuum cleaners.
Okay.
They were
like door to door.
Yeah. What would the fucking they were called filter queens, and they were $2,000 a fucking.
Poseidon's a filter queen.
Jesus Christ.
And $2,000, and this is in the like early '90s.
Who could buy that?
No one. So they were like, look, here's what you got to do. You practice on your family, and then once you get good, we'll send you out on the road. And then, but they only did it so that you'd sell one to your uncle. And then, and then you'd be like, no one else wants to buy one. They were like, okay, well, you sold one, and they'd fire you. But the moment that I was like, okay, I'm not going to do this. This is a fucking scam. A guy, like, right before me goes, look, I'm not going to do this. And then the guy just started mocking him. He was like, look, if you like being poor, be poor. You could make $2,000. Like, all of these guys are going to be rich. You like your little life and your shitty car. Go back to your shitty car and your shitty life.
Oh God!
And then I was like, "Oh fuck!"
Yeah, they do a lot of psychological manipulation.
So what I did, I didn't quit. I was just like, "I'm just gonna leave."
Yeah,
like they. And then, I'll tell my mom if someone calls, say they got the wrong number.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was probably 17.
Oh fuck! Yeah, that's young to get into that shit. Yeah.
But there's a lot of shit like that in Montreal. Like I remember going to it was a company that something that would tend to people's grass or some shit. You know, and then they were like, it's not cold calling. It's like we have people who, you know, grow grass and shit, and we tend to the grass and you just manage your accounts. I get there, bro. It looks like a classroom and they have a bunch of phones on like desks, like schoolroom desks and shit.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, you got to cold call houses. I'm like, but you told me it wasn't fucking cold calling. Like a ton of shit like that.
Yeah. You call me like, hey, you need your grass done?
Yeah, shit like that.
But they don't actually do the grass? They just collect the money?
Some bullshit like that, bro. But there's a lot of scams like that.
Whenever I see people do scams, like if you actually did the work, in the long run, you make way more money. Right? If you're conning someone, I'm going to mow your lawn, you give me 100, and then you con them, you got $100. But if you actually go mow their lawn, you make fucking 500 in the summer, and you do that every year. Life seems way easier when you actually
I did it in high school. I mean, you remember this? Yeah. There was a couple of months in high school where I made crazy money especially for a high schooler, because I was doing the night shift like three nights a week. They had it open three or four nights a week at this telemarketing place, and the night shift was a bunch of kids mostly or old people that wanted to stick around. And when I didn't know telemarketing like scams or anything like that. So we were selling paper and ink. Okay. To companies, but it was cold calling. You had to call and try whatever. And then after, when I figured out the game, because I was just telling people, yeah, you get this and whatever, I was pretty friendly. I started really making sales. So I was becoming one of the sales guys, like one of the good ones. And then I got fired because I got into a fight with the guy on the phone, and I told him that he won $1 million. And then he called back to confirm that he did win $1 million. And they're like, you didn't win $1 million. And then he got mad at me. I said, why did you tell me you won $1 million? And I said, it was an accent thing. I was saying melon dollar. It was this whole thing that I was fucking with the guy because it was being annoying. And so they fired me. And then it took 3 days for the whole night shift to shut down. I was making all the money. And I was like, we lost our job because of you. Go, why? Because of me. Because like, it just shut down the night shift. It wasn't making any money. I was holding that place fucking together. And then they called me back like 2 years later. And me and Phil in the summer had no work. And Phil was looking for a job. So I took Phil with me. And we went. And they did it at that building. You know that building where the old police station Park X used to be? On JT and Park Avenue?
Yeah.
Right there, upstairs. And it was disgusting in there. It looked like what you described, like just a shitty old like office building. And I think we worked there for a week, and then Phil's like, yo, let's just quit. This is fucking weird. And we just walked out.
I never worked in a telemarketing thing, but do people wear like ties? There are some people that do that,
but they're fucking extra retarded.
What a fucking idiot. You're on the phone. You're on the phone. You have a shitty job, but you're dressing up like a businessman.
Because some people are brainwashed. They make you think it's a legitimate
thing. Yeah, exactly. They'll do a lot of like what you said, the mind fucking, you want to be poor.
But that was it, because the second time I was older, it was like 2 years later. Yeah. The second time was where, well, I said a week, and I was like, I'm not going to scam people. Like, fuck that shit. Yeah. So we quit at the same time. But when I was younger in high school, I didn't even know that these people, I don't know if they got their paper. I don't know if the paper was overpriced, like what the deal was, like with the pay. I'm assuming they gave the paper, but it was probably, it cost like 10 times more than what they should pay for fucking ink ribbons and shit. But yeah, then I didn't want to get into it. I didn't feel comfortable making money off fucking people like that. Because there was always opportunities, because for years later, people would call me to join their telemarketing stuff.
Yeah, I hated that shit, too. Like, I did it, like, you know, the...
I just felt bad after a while.
Well, I did ACN for a bit. I got tricked into that shit.
I would never get into. I remember...
But I was 18.
What's ACN? That's the video thing?
No, that's the, like, the...
They make you resell, basically, internet or VoIP phone service and shit.
Okay.
And every asshole that ever joined that and got a person, his friends under him to sell stuff, they always tell you, like, yeah, man, like, on the side, I make, like, $400 a month. It's an extra $400 a month. It's an extra $1,000 a month.
No.
By taking advantage of people you know. Basically, you're giving your relatives overpriced shitty internet.
Yeah.
And overpriced shitty VoIP phone. And all the shit they sell, they say it's the same thing, like Bell. No, it isn't. It's the lowest tier version of whatever they have. No real customer support. Yeah. It's garbage. It's complete trash.
Yeah, I did that. And but also me, it was...
How much were you making?
I made $1,000 in a year.
That's good money, bro. That's
that's.
Oh, no, it was garbage money. It was garbage money. But me, it was also like a means out of something else for me too. You know, so it was kind of like.
It's a way to meet dudes.
No, it was a means.
Successful dudes.
No. It was a way of getting out of some other bullshit that I was into.
But you didn't get out of the other bullshit. I mean, $1,000 a year.
No. Anyways, bad stuff.
He was just trying to not get it. Not continue with his Algerian friends frauding credit cards and shit. Am I wrong? I'm correct.
So what was the credit card thing?
That's a long story.
Montreal is known.
We got time.
Yeah. Montreal is known for Montreal that shit. Montreal is known for this. Fraud credit cards. It's the thing I hate the most.
Yeah.
Actually, the thing I hate the most is when they fraud debit cards. Because if they fraud credit cards, you could fall into the logic of you don't really, like, you call a company, they know that it's fake, and they don't charge you anything. But debit, sometimes you could fuck someone over because the banks are assholes. Yeah. They'll freeze your accounts, even though they know it's fake, and you have no access to your money for, it could be months, depending on how slow the bank is.
Yeah, I was just a kid. I was working at the gas station and I was smoking weed and shit, being dumb. And they're like, yo, let's make some fucking money and shit. And then they're like,
these were customers?
No. These were other kids.
Yeah, that he I was recruited by other children.
Yeah, okay,
but you worked at the gas station. They were kids that went to the gas station?
No, meaning, the gas station has nothing to do with this. There were kids from my school.
Well, it does have to do this because you use the gas station as your area of theft.
That's true. I did use the gas station as a area of operations.
You'd steal people's credit card info and then sell it to your friends?
Allegedly.
Okay. Did you ever get caught?
No.
Okay.
But I had a knock on my door at some point.
From
the cops.
Yeah.
Cops? Okay.
Yeah. RCMP.
RCMP.
RCMP isn't scary.
Yeah.
In Quebec.
Well, my mother was freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, they don't have any power.
The Sûreté de Québec.
How did they get, like, what floor were you at?
What do you mean?
Like the apartment, your mom's apartment.
Oh, first floor.
Okay, so that's how the horse managed to...
Yeah, oh, no, the but the they didn't show up on horses, but that's just...
Well, they left the horses outside?
Yeah.
Because there's a mountie shows up at your house. Yeah, we're here investigating credit card fraud. Are you sure you're not investigating people stealing trains? Get the fuck out of here. Like,
but in Quebec, the RCMP can only arrest, I think it's for drugs. Like they're
really?
It's very limited what they can do.
Anyways, I was underage also.
Quebecers don't take them seriously because they always show up like, with horses.
Fuck yourself.
Get out of here, stupid. Yeah.
But I was also underage anyways.
It's like having
a
Bonhomme Carnaval come to your house. Like it seems like they're mascots.
Yeah. But if I would see a Mountie, that's how I felt. Like, you look like a Toys R Us giraffe. Yeah. Get out of here.
So, yeah, but I was underage anyways when I did all that dumb shit. So, and then there was like,
the cops showed up and they were like, yeah, but we they know also, you're doing stuff.
They also showed, they showed up at my mom's place, but that day I was working too. And they showed up at the same time at the gas station. There was like fucking six cop cars and they brought me to the side. And
one horse.
Yeah. And they showed me like they brought out like a paper this big of, like lists. And it was just a list of credit card numbers. And they're like, do you know?
Like, so a list this long, there's like three things?
No, the papers was this thick.
Oh, there's a lot of credit cards.
Okay.
Do you recognize any of these credit card numbers? Yeah. Why would I?
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking? How would I recognize any of this shit? Are you insane? I go, like, anyways, yeah. I was underage. I played it dominant.
Sir, have you ever met a horse?
How much money did you make with this?
A couple thousand.
A couple times of thousands.
Yeah, like
a couple of tens of thousands.
Yeah.
17 years old, so you had like 40,000.
Yeah, and I had a stack at home, and remember that someone had found.
Like, you seem like the type of guy that would have spent it and been flashy.
Yeah.
So they show up, and you're driving a Trans Am, you're 17.
No, but I
he has gold chains.
You got a Rolex.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No,
I'm just a fucking legit dude working minimum wage.
Yeah, it was all spent on bottle service and dumb shit as a kid. Because I knew I couldn't buy a car with it. I knew I was like, if I buy a car, I'm getting caught.
What, jewelry? You have jewelry?
Yeah, I bought jewelry. I don't know where it is now. Bought all kinds of dumb clothes. Most of it went to bottle service and showing off at clubs.
$30,000 worth of bottle service.
Yeah, $20,000 to $30,000, I would say.
God damn, that's a lot of money, especially for a little kid.
Yeah.
Well, he was never little, but he was a kid.
Yeah, but a little kid.
Yeah, I was tall. Like at 17, I was still like tall, so like I would get let into places. It was funny because I'd show up with like my rust bucket that I had. I had a Suzuki rust bucket, like a 1998 Grand Vitara, I think.
Okay.
And bro, like I would go through old Montreal with that thing. And like everyone would turn around and look, it's like, what the fuck is that shaking noise? It was just rusted as fuck, right?
On the cobblestone.
And then I'd show up at the club and people would laugh and shit. But then like I'd go and park and then like I'd give money to the bouncers to let me in before everybody else. So because
he had money.
Yeah.
Yo, what about these Mounties? We can't just brush off on. Not for you. Do we think it's weird that still in this day and age there are men in red suits, cowboy hats, and horses? Yeah. That go around investigating crimes. Isn't that a little stupid?
No, but they don't dress like that. They don't actually dress like that.
Those are the Mounties.
Yeah, but they'll dress like that for like... No, but isn't it like the FBI of...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Why do we need that?
Yeah, why do they get dressed like that?
Well, look at like the Supreme Court. They dress up, the Canadian Supreme Court dresses up like Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
There's something weird about Canada. We're very... We take everything that sucks about England and we're like, let's do that.
Yeah, it's true. They wear those powdered wigs and shit. Isn't it stupid though? Because I can't think a guy with a horse shows up to investigate.
Yeah.
What do you do?
But I don't think they legit show up like that.
They do. The Mounties. They're Mounties.
And they're called the Mounted Police.
But
it's in their name.
It's in their name.
No.
So now if they don't start using horses, they're going to be like, well, we got to change the name.
It's like the Hells Angels. You know how the Hells Angels have to, they're not always on motorcycles.
Motorcycle
But they
club.
Have to ride at least once a year or else they're not part of the club. So maybe that's what they do with the RCMP. They have to ride a horse at least once a year.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, because I remember getting like crazy phone calls from my mother that day. And she was like, freaking out. She was like,
no, it's not about your mom. You're bringing it back to you. We don't care about what happened to you. What we're saying is it's weird that in 2021, there's dudes on horses investigating
It would have
crimes.
Been amazing if they were like, come with us, sir. Get on the horse. And you're going, your friends are seeing you, you're like, I got arrested. And your friends are like, jump off.
Or they tie you up, they throw you on the horse.
You just see them on the door like, so you're going to have to come with us, you need to get on the horse. Like, that's my mom.
Oh. God damn, bro. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but
they're feeding the horses and you're like, why is my mom eating sugar cubes out of his hand?
I'm thinking how, because if I wouldn't be able to take it seriously. They show up my house like, we got a couple of questions for you. It's like, yeah, I got a couple of questions for you guys. Why are you dressed like that?
But I was a dumb kid and I did dumb shit. And
But no police record. That means it's okay.
Well, yeah. I was underage too, so.
Yeah,
he was underage, like most of his victims are today.
Oh, God.
Fucking tier two, baby.
If you
gotta get tier two tattooed on your neck.
Oh,
if you like our tier two producer over here, make sure to find us on all platforms. You can follow him online at DeepPoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/DeepPoseidon69. But right now, if you are bilingual, Mike Ward is on tour all over Quebec, basically every week, different cities, different dates. MikeWard.ca is where we're gonna go get those tour dates and you can buy tickets. There's a lot of upcoming events that are sold out, but there's some that are not, so you have a chance to get tickets. The big event. Is happening this summer. Mike Ward Suzukut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, which you can find on patreon.com/Suzukut. That's where you get all of the live streams. That's where you get the entire catalog of shows that has happened. That's where you could chat with people like-minded talk about that show. But that show, being the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, has a live podcast happening at the Bell Center, the biggest live podcast in the histories of history. It's happening right now, centrebrag.com. Links are in the description. Get yourself some tickets. There's almost 17,000 seats already sold. Imagine, and I think it's possible, to get this bitch up at there's 20K.
Like 55 sections are sold out.
It's
already
insane. It's going to be a madness night. Whoever comes is going to have great, great fun. Mike is already planning some really exciting fun stuff that we can't tell you because we want you to be surprised. So check that out. MikeWard.ca for all the tickets. Centre Brag for all of the Suze Kut stuff at the Bell Center. My stuff is PantelisComedy.com, Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you all. Go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.